the focus on tazkiya itself and not the focus on other elements of our Islamic dimensions, which are all very important. The focus on tazkiya is, first of all, through my personal experience, that an intellect without a soft heart, without a polished heart, without, simply said, a beautiful heart, beautiful in terms of the traits, the sifat, and the characteristics of that heart, of compassion, of merciful love, of kindness, of benevolence, of justice, of fairness, of humility, of humbleness, of forgiveness, of internal peace. A heart without that, or an intellect without that, is dry. And in our Islamic tradition, this dimension of the spiritual aspect, of the tazkawi aspect, has always been very, very essential. Yes, sometimes, at times, some of us historically have disregarded that, perhaps because of some factors, historic or social or political or otherwise. And to lose that dimension from our lives is to lose the beating heart in our lives, to lose the spiritual dimension, the moral dimension, consequently, and the ethical dimensions from our lives, is to lose the essence of our deen. Our deen, Islam, wants us to internalize the most beautiful traits and to externalize them in real life. And in the absence of that process or that work of cleansing our traits and our characteristics and our thoughts and our feelings and what stirs us and what moves us to do things or not to do things, to agree or to disagree, to see beautiful or to see ugly, to live without that, without learning that, is to live with the absence of the most important dimension in our deen, for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's purpose within the sphere of the tawheed, the affirmation, the active affirmation of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within the sphere of tawheed, his mission as described by Allah to us is essentially tazkiyah. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. Allah says to us that basically that the central practical mission of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم within the context of Tawheed is tazkiyah, is to cleanse and purge our hearts, our internal realities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. After Allah عز وجل يقسم, swears if you will, 11 times in Surah والشمس وضحاها, at the end of that قسم, جواب القسم, the answer of that قسم, the answer of that very strong means to swear for something because it's important, the answer of that is قد أفلح من زكاها. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Indeed, has attained felicity or success or happiness, the one who strives to cleanse his self. And these are the main and the essential reasons why we are here to emphasize that, because that is essential to everybody's life. And تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ, moreover, is a فَرْضُ عَيْنِ. Whereas other sciences and other things in Islam, which are very important, are many of them fardu kifaya. Fardu ayn is an individual obligation. Fardu kifaya is a collective obligation. And indeed, if we have the choice between the two, Fardhu Ayn takes priority over Fardhu Al-Kifaya. But if we can do them both, we must do them both as well. Wallahu ta'ala.